Sheffield still in possession of the ball. Briggs once again. Ball infield is with Batty. Powerful, stocky, thick-set figure of Eddie Batty. He's about 10 metres short of the London line. Another opportunity for Sheffield, who have possession and may have the first try of the second game of the afternoon, and they have through Michael Knowles. It was quick hands to the left, and Knowles came on a real powerhouse drive. He spun as he took the ball. That made it difficult for the defenders. And Michael Knowles has managed to plonk the ball down over the line. Did it with no more finesse than that, but it doesn't matter about finesse. It matters about scoring points, and Michael Knowles has done that with the first try of this second match of the afternoon, then with just 2 minutes on the clock. It's Sheffield Eagles who lead by 4-0. QLT gets himself involved, but it's a last tackle of this set. Here's a kick from Briggs once again. Here's Menzieri trying to touch that ball down. But in the end, now the ball has been touched down out the back, and Sheffield are claiming a try here, and Sheffield have got the try. It was Menzieri who dived for the ball. Wes Nakamo was the man involved for London, but it ricocheted away to his right. Not sure who the Sheffield man is at the moment who's got the touch, but it can confirm that they've got their second try of this contest, 17 minutes in, and it's Sheffield Eagles 8, London Broncos 0.
Yeah, it's a good play by Sheffield, and I think the big plays were the defensive plays by the Eagles. They put London under intense pressure inside their own 30, and when it came to kick time for London, the kick pressure was excellent, and they forced London into error. From the resulting handover, they put a lot of pressure on physically on the London line, and then it was Kyle Briggs who put the kick into the in-goal area. It was squirmed away by Nakama, and as the ball went back towards the London sticks, Sheffield players have dived on it.
Can Sheffield fashion a third try? The kick has come in here from Brambane. It's a foot race, and Sheffield are claiming a third try here, and again it is impossible to make out who's got on the end of that, but it has been awarded by referee Merrick. A third Sheffield try of the game, 24 minutes in at the Keepmoat Stadium, and it's Sheffield Eagles 14, London Broncos 0.
Yeah, I'm going to have a stab at the score of being Toga guy, to be honest with you. I think he's the guy that's come up the middle of the field and scored the points. Again, good piece of play. Sheffield took London Broncos out to the far side of the field, the right-hand side of Sheffield were attacking, and then a very astute kick, I think it was Brambani on this occasion, back to, we called it box two earlier, back to box two under the post, and I think it was Toga guy that followed it in. But it's the Sheffield Eagles that are still in the ascendancy here, the defensive enthusiasm, and they've forced an error.
And an opportunity here for Kyle Briggs for Sheffield, and out of absolutely nothing, Sheffield forced the error, as Andy Kelly said, and Kyle Briggs gets across for their fourth try of the afternoon. A fantastic first half from Sheffield Eagles, 34 minutes of it gone, and they now lead by 20-0.
Yeah, I'm not sure it wasn't Menzieri that forced the error there. He's another one of those trademark block-busting tackles on the London Broncos player as he tried to carry the ball out of his own 10-metre area. The ball just fell haplessly in front of him. Eagles quick to seize on it, fired the ball out to Kyle Briggs. He got nobody in front of him down this left-hand side of the field, and in he goes, just 10 metres in from touch on the left-hand side of the field, kick to come.
And half-time at the Keepmoat for the second time this afternoon sees a score of Sheffield Eagles 20, London Broncos 0. Improbable before the game kicked off, but I think, Andy Kelly, thoroughly deserved.
Yeah, I think thoroughly deserved. I don't think there's any doubt in the margin of success at the moment being 20-0. I think Sheffield have been very astute, they've been very enthusiastic, they've been very keen to defend. But when they carry the ball, they're carrying it with the same sort of gusto and enthusiasm. So I think they're good value for the 20-0. London have struggled to make the adjustments they needed to make, having had the two injuries.
Last tackle of the set, the kick will come in. And it's not a bad effort either as well from Pat Walker. It's bobbling around behind the Broncos line. And have Sheffield scored a try again? It's Misi Tolopapa, I think, who's got the ball down. It is indeed Tolopapa with the fifth Sheffield try of the afternoon. And that, Andy Kelly, surely has finished this game as a contest. It's Sheffield Eagles 24, London Broncos 0.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with an absolutely super effort, London, to get themselves back in this game. That's great work by Sheffield Eagles. Straight away from the kickoff, Sheffield showed they were still in the same mood as they ended the first half. They put London under tremendous defensive pressure to the point where London could not get their kick away cleanly. The handover came on the halfway line. Sheffield very quick to go into forward gear, and they've come up with a position to put the kick in. The kick squirmed around a bit. London failed to clear it, and Talia Papa diving in on the loose ball. So, Sheffield Eagles now in a very commanding position.
Aston once again, this time he dinks the ball over the top. Opportunity here for Sheffield. The ball has been touched up in the air and it's been caught by Sam Smeaton. And Smeaton comes up with the sixth try of the afternoon for the Sheffield Eagles, who have got these points in the bag. There's no doubt about that. 55 minutes in and it's Sheffield Eagles 28, London Broncos 0.
Yeah, fantastic. Defence to attack. So not a minute or so ago they were on their own goal line. Sheffield Eagles defending willfully against the London Broncos. Up they come, win a penalty just short of halfway line, get into an attacking position. Corey Aston's first touch is to carry the ball and offload. His second touch is a very astute little kick to the right-hand corner, contested by Toga Guy, tipped back, and Smeaton scored the try.
London have it, and are trying to counter with a kick through then from guard side. Ball bobbling around and they could be in for a try here. They could be in for a try, the London Broncos.
Yeah.
Referee checks with both touch judges and awards the try to Reece Williams, it was, who was chasing through that kick. And it was just a hopeful kick more than anything, wasn't it, from guard side? Or do you think I'm doing him an injustice there? Was that a great piece of thinking and vision from guard side to pick out his man? Reece Williams scores the try, Sheffield 28, London 4.
I think it's a decent piece of play by Matt Garside. I'd have to put the term speculative on the back of it. I don't know whether he was still in the free play sort of scenario, but he put a kick. It's early in the sort of tackle count that he's put the kick in. And I guess it's the enthusiasm of the chase that makes the kick worthwhile. But nevertheless, speculative, and it's brought about the first points for London Broncos.
Is Rob Warrensey. Sheffield have possession and are looking for that seventh try then still. Good drive here from Tola Papa, and a couple of metres short, gets the ball away, and Sheffield are in for the try, and it's Dwayne Straffer who's dived across the line. It was a short ball out of the tackle, Straffer on hand, no defenders at home, and that seventh Eagles try that's been coming for a while. It's finally touched down by Dwayne Straffer. 6 minutes from time, Sheffield who lead by 32 points to 6.
Yeah, the willingness to work for each other. So we were just talking about Warrensey being over the left-hand side of the field looking for a bit of work effort. Comes over to the right-hand side. Sheffield Eagles continue to play through the middle of the park. And it was Talia Papa who was on the edge of a nice little run-round move from Sheffield Eagles. He got locked into a three-man tackle with the Broncos defenders just short of the Broncos try line. You think that it's going to be a dead rubber, but no, not on this occasion. Talia Papa does a nice little offload out the back. Straffer picks the ball up quite in open field and quite an easy score in the end, but it owed a lot to his anticipation and staying alert for the offload. There's Rob Warrensey again over in the middle of the field looking for a bit of work. Obviously Mark Aston doesn't believe in expensive decorations doing no job.
And Hooter goes, and Sheffield look like they might be in for another try here. There was a kick that's come in and they've latched onto that one down the far side, and they have gone across for an eighth and concluding try.
It was Scott Turner
afternoon.
Possibly.
Scott Turner looks like it. The tall figure of Scott Turner raced past the defenders to pick the ball up about 40 metres out, bounced up beautifully for him, and straight into the midriff, and he made the rest of his way underneath the post. Spectacular way to finish the contest, and Sheffield will take the 2 points, and they've won it by, well, at the moment 38 points to 6, and still a conversion to come.
Yeah, it's probably a fitting way to finish the game. I think Sheffield have played with that kind of enthusiasm and eagerness to get their hands on the ball. When they've kicked, they've chased, and when they've had to defend, they've defended with vigour and aggression. When they've had to play and they've played percentage, they've done that well. So all round, I think Mark Aston will be pleased with his team's outing today, and rounding it off nicely with a Scott Turner try, which owed a lot to anticipation and a willingness to chase a dead kick.